Hey folks, it's Monday. You know what that means. News and headlines coming to you from the Chad Prather Show here in a blazing hot Studio 22 where the air conditioner still has not been fixed. Let's get on that. Somebody call the superintendent here. I'm tired of paying rent in this place. I'll tell you what, as it gets warmer in Texas, this thing's going to become a blazing hot pizza oven. And people like Bougie Sean sitting over there are going to start to smell bad. And Party Foul Steve. But definitely Bougie Sean, because look at that hair. You know he doesn't bathe but like once a week. If that.
I watched it today.
You did?
And I put some shea butter in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Got the beard oil on today again.
I can smell you from here.
Wow. Thank you.
Bougie Sean. Hey, coming to you with no interruptions right here, the Chad Prather Show. Mm-hmm. As soon as I say that, Facebook will probably slap a commercial in there. That's why you need to go over to YouTube, and you need to watch it on YouTube so we can count the numbers. And also, you need to go wherever podcasts are offered. Whatever your device, whatever your plan, I don't care what it is. Come over there and watch us. I know it's hard to keep up. 4 episodes a week, we're coming to you. Mondays and Wednesdays, I'm learning how to talk. Mondays and Wednesdays, we have the news and the headlines. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have special guests sitting in the hot seat, of course, as always. Hot news, Natalie.
You know it.
So you were at the draft, the NFL draft in Nashville, Tennessee. What a madhouse that was.
Wow, what a cool venue. Yeah, I've been to Nashville one time. That is a really cool city.
Love that town.
I didn't get to see a lot of it because I was knee deep in the production of the draft. But the little that I did on Broadway, I got to see down. There was close to 200,000 people.
Massive people. I don't like to go there for big events because it just cramped, which Nashville's always crowded, but it's a lot of fun.
But I feel like they did a good job of maintaining that.
Well, they know how to do that down there on Lower Broadway. They really know how to get traffic through there, you know, the mm-hmm. walking traffic and things. But man, what a mass of people.
Yes, it was an exciting event. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan. Obviously, we didn't have a pick until like 58. Yeah. But Kyler Murray. Pretty cool. He's a DFW boy, I think, out of Allen.
Yeah. Be careful. Don't call him boy. They'll call you racist because just like they did Trump, you know, Trump. Congratulated Boson, who was the second pick, and the reason he congratulated him because he's been a huge Trump supporter.
Yes,
for a long, long time.
Nick.
Yeah. Of course, they tried to say that it was because Kyler Murray's black mm-hmm. that Trump ignored him. And I tweeted this morning. I said, "Now do Tiger Woods."
I read that. I know. Yes, because he sent a huge shout out to Tiger.
Somebody actually said, "Well, Tiger doesn't identify as black. He identifies as Keblen Asian." Which is a made-up term that Tigers used as a joke. So anyway.
Yes.
Stupid. The world's gone to hell.
Yes.
Yeah, but you
had
fun.
Well, the Cardinals took Kyler.
Yeah.
I think the 49ers took Bosa. I may be saying that wrong.
Who knows?
I should know. But either way, it was a big day for all those guys, and it was really fun to watch and have that front row seat to see. Just at that moment, their lives were changing.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm about to get paid. I mean, they're, they may already be paid because they were all like dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
Look good.
Yeah.
They have sponsors that clothe them and things like that.
Yeah. Right. After you're out of college, baby, the game it's on.
Absolutely.
Once you get out of there, everybody's trying to sign you up. Nike, Reebok, Adidas, you name it. They're all, I don't even know. Kentucky Fried Chicken. You name it. Everybody's getting paid.
It was really cool to be there with the NFL, and it was an honor, and I didn't sleep.
I bet you didn't.
No, there's just not a lot of time, and it was all work, but it was worth it.
Enough about your fun time. We have Puppet Master Mark over here at the helm, and of course, Candice, Queen of the Ethiopian, sitting in the control. I love how Candice is just, you can never see her. She's just always, there she is.
There, right there. She
Boom.
Is.
Look how pretty she is. She's not wearing her glasses today, which she's always been pretty, even with the glasses on, but she's got her contact lenses back in. Look at you. Look at you. I got my contact lenses in, too. How do I look, Mom? Party time, Mom. Here in Studio 22, the news is going on. I keep thinking, well, nothing really important happened over the weekend. But every time I come in here, I'm like, nope, a lot of stuff actually happened. But I'm such a news junkie, I just kind of forget. Because I was in Boise, I was in Spokane, I was in Idaho mm-hmm. Falls, I was in Casper. We were at the Blexit rally yesterday back in Dallas. So it was a busy, busy 5 days for me and Party Foul Steve on the road. And
I actually wanted to talk to you about the Blexit because I saw that you were there. And
I know everything about it. Ask me.
Great. I just wanted to ask how the event went.
It went well. They had a great turnout. They had some good people. I saw several friends My buddy DC Drano on Instagram, and Typical Liberal was there. See, these people who get on Instagram, and you, those, there's a lot of you out there who follow them, Instagram and Twitter. They don't use their real names because you get so much hate, you get so much crap that comes your way that they don't use their real name and face. They just put the memes out, and the memes are funny, and the memes are controversial. And so rather than catch all the personal stuff, they just come up with nicknames, and it's their screen name. So DC Drano was there. Typical Liberal was there. Good to see those guys. Yes, I do know their real names, but I'm not telling you. Brandon Tatum was there. He'd come over from Phoenix. He's, of course, with TPUSA. I'm with him at an event next week in Tucson for the Freedom Expo. I'm a keynote speaker there Friday night. Looking forward to that. He's the MC. Then I'm going to be, then we had our buddy who's a former guest on the show, David Harris Jr. He was there. Mm-hmm. Candace Owens, of course, was there. Candace's fiance, obviously, was there. And we saw all kind of folks. It was like a little reunion in there. And we got tons of stuff for the Humor Me show. So I encourage everybody, if you want to hear that conversation, and let's talk about Blexit and what Blexit is, that black exit from the Democratic plantation. And it's also Lexit, which is the Latino exit from the Democratic plantation. It's fun. Folks are getting liberated. They're getting red-pilled, if you want to use that phrase. There were actually a lot of folks over there who I met who are lifelong Democrats, lifelong liberals, and they looked the part and everything else. And they were like, you know, this makes sense. We understand what's being said here. This really is for the betterment of our communities. And, you know, Candace is a modern-day Martin Luther King Jr. I don't even hesitate to say that. She doesn't like saying that because she says that. She told me, she said, well, does that mean I'm going to get shot one day? And I'm like, no, we're going to leave that part of the legacy out. She's got some pretty heavy dang security going on. Yeah. Look at Bougie. She does, doesn't he? She, I mean, you would have thought the president was coming through there.
Yeah, it was. You walked in and it was like there was a lot of security. There were a lot of guys there in detail. And you're just like, what's happening? Like, are we getting threats? And, you know, I was expecting to see people outside rioting, but that didn't show up, which is, you know, it's Dallas. So people don't really come out crazy in Dallas for, you know, against opposition. But she had a lot of security just in case.
A ton. I mean, they really had her guarded. And we know that security firm, and they are not cheap. They are not cheap.
No.
So, anyway, it's a good event. It's a long event. Long event. But anyway, it was good stuff. Oh, and Will Witt was there, too, from PragerU. Yeah, it was good.
And they're seeing that movement grow.
Oh, yeah. They're seeing phenomenal success out of that. And here's something. You know, Brandon Tatum told me, he said, you know, because they've all been to the White House. They've all visited with Trump. And I love putting him on the spot and just joking with him. And I say, and when you were there, Trump was a total racist and he treated you like you were black trash, right? And they all laugh about that, you know. And Brandon said, look, the thing that the media sees and records but doesn't put out there are these conversations. He said, we come in, the bands are playing, the Marines are saluting, they got food cooking. You know, it's this whole thing. They roll out the red carpet, and then Trump comes out and gives a speech, and he looks at him and says, you know, he points out different one and says, you know, you could be president of the United States one day. You know, you have that opportunity. But the media will never show that. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to make it, you know, well, he didn't congratulate Kyler Murray because he's black. It's stupid.
Right.
So anyway, it was a good event.
What's you had up? A full weekend.
Heck yeah. Ready to do it again. We don't stop, man.
You.
We don't stop, yo. They got money in them cities. I'm going to get it, fool.
At the Wednesday night show, somebody came up to me and says, I just watched the podcast. How did y'all get here so fast? And so it was kind of funny. So I had to explain to them, sometimes we have to pre-record something. But today's Monday, right?
Today is Monday. Okay. This is actually, you're seeing this. You're still not seeing it live. Like, I have people who get mad, mm-hmm. and they'll say, why won't you respond to us? Why won't you respond? Because what you're seeing right now was 6 hours ago.
Or they get mad because you didn't discuss this that was big in the news.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, because it was.
That bugs you, doesn't it? Like when people start telling me what I need to talk about.
Yes, it bugs me.
I know.
We're always talking about kind of more breaking news. And by the time it airs, something may have already changed. Or they've arrested someone. And people are like, man, get up to date.
Well, Steve's fun because, you know, Party Val, he knows how hard we work. You know, I mean, he's out there carrying the load and doing all this stuff, and so he knows how hard it is that we are out on the road going, and then you come in and you sit in a hot studio and you do these things, and sometimes we'll mash out 5 episodes in a day depending on our guests and their schedules. And so people are like, you need to do, and they're like, no, 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 no. I had a guy who sent me a message yesterday, Candice, last night. So I posted a meme on Instagram that was just freaking funny. And if you want to pull the picture of it and throw it on there, it's the one where I said, this is, it wasn't mine, it wasn't original, I totally ripped it. This is, it was like, here's my little anti-vax Leanne, who made it to 4 years old, and you know, she's completely without vaccinations the way Jesus intended her. And it was like this little alien baby laying in the grass. And it was just funny, and I put it out there because people keep sending me all these messages about vaccines, and I'm like, stop, you know, okay, I get it. Some of you are for it, some of you are against it. And so these people who want to blame me for their quote-unquote vaccine-injured child, which is a silly term, and you need to stop using it. That is a term of victimization. If you're going to sit there and tell me that your child is vaccine-injured, no, your child had a reaction, an allergic reaction to a vaccine, and you are a small percentage of people who did that, and you people are really getting crazy with this anti-vax stuff. Now, look, if you choose, now I'm all for personal freedom. If you're going to do it, I don't think it's a healthy choice, and I don't think it's healthy for everybody else. But I will say this. You don't hear people talking about being peanut butter injured because they had a peanut vaccine. No, you had a reaction to peanut butter. You're not peanut butter injured. You're not vaccine injured. Okay, so stop with this. But anyway, the guy sends me a message, and he said, you know, you only have 285 followers. He meant 285,000, but he was looking at my smallest page, right? And he said, so, which is not that many, and now you have one less because I have a vaccine injured child. You got famous for talking in your truck, and you have no other talents, which we have ever seen. And so I hope that your career plays out better than it's going, and you save all your money. And I was a huge LOL, and I'm sorry to hear about your kid moment for me.
But you know what, Chad?
It's funny to me.
I no other blame you for my vaccine injury.
Yeah, I know. It is totally my fault.
Chad, no other you have super talent. Show him how you strip.
You want to see?
Yes, he's a great stripper, guy.
Look at that.
Bam!
Look at that.
Take it off.
Tell me that ain't worth a dollar
he's
bill.
He's got some
I've
talent.
I've seen him bedazzle boots.
And I have.
That's a tough thing to do.
I got bedazzled boots. And they, your people, if they come to the Augusta, Georgia show on May 11th, you'll see the bedazzled boots. I'm going to wear my bedazzled boots. I might bring them to Huntsville, Texas just for you.
Huntsville, Texas.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm going to Chad's show in Huntsville, Texas.
Yeah, that is really going to be on the 16th of June. That's a Father's Day show.
It is just north of my hometown, Conroe.
Yep.
I want all my Conroe friends. I'm going to get all my Conroe friends to come if you're not already sold out. Who knows? You probably are. But
nope.
I got family in Huntsville. They're going with me. It's going to be fun.
Rock and roll.
You.
You, I got talent. What up?
You do.
Put me on the pole, girl.
You do.
You ever seen a stripper with plantar fasciitis? Right here. Got bruises on me where people been hitting me with quarters all night long. It's weird when I sling around that pole and you see that icy hot patch on my back.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
What's going on in the news, Nat, today? What else is happening in the world?
Yeah.
What's standing out? Some sad things, some weird things.
Yeah, well, there was a shooting in California just north of San Diego, Poway, at a synagogue. One person killed, others injured.
You know, just the lady sad. Who was killed. Now, let me tell you how tough. Now, these were people, if you read up on these stories, and the media a lot of times won't tell you this stuff, but like that woman was killed protecting her rabbi, like as a body shield. She got in the way. She was guarding him with her own body, and he was injured. And then you need to go out and look and see what he said back to Trump's response to it, which was very, very positive. But it's a sad deal. Very, very sad deal because, let's face it, the rise of anti-Semitism is getting ridiculous. It's always been a bad thing. It's always been a bad thing. Israel, choose my words carefully here. So Israel has always looked at the world scene and said, we are who we are. We're proud of our heritage and we're proud of our history, and you're not going to mess with us. I mean, you can look at things like the historic, you look at the Six-Day War. I mean, you look at these things where you go in there, you look at the Munich 1972 when they killed the Israeli athletes. And the long arm of the Jewish law caught up with every one of those people through that secret operation that went on for years afterwards. You just don't mess with these folks, right? Mm-hmm. And so a Border Patrol agent ran the guy out, or shot at the guy in his vehicle. And you look at this thing, and it's like people, we've seen Ilhan Omar say thing after thing on the, you know, that are anti-Semitic. New York Times just ran an editorial cartoon that had a dog with the face of Benjamin Netanyahu on it, with a Star of David around his neck, which, you know, one of the old insults for Jews is the Jews are sons of dogs. Mm-hmm. So there's it's very telling there. And in, they're leading a yarmulke wearing Trump who's blind, who has glasses on. And so then they come back and they say, okay, we're taking that, you know, we're bringing that off. We're taking that down. I haven't verified this yet, but I saw another editorial cartoon that's just as anti-Semitic that has been pushed out by the New York Times. I haven't verified that yet, though. So I've got to check that. So don't take my word for it just yet. But here's the thing. Who is condemning that? See, like, if they say, oh, Trump goes out and he talks about fake news and fake journalists and CNN, and he does a meme where he's beating them up in the WWE ring, in a wrestling ring, and everybody's like, oh, no, he's inciting violence against reporters and journalists. Well, do you not think that editorial cartoons like that are inciting violence? Do you think that the you know, the Arabs and the when I say Arabs, the terrorists, mm-hmm. Hezbollah and, you know, Al-Qaeda, these people out here who hate, you know, the Jews anyway, Palestinians, you think that they're not seeing these things? You think that doesn't incite violence? Mm-hmm. It's just stupid, because what it says is that if you hate Trump, you have to hate Israel. And there are crazy people out there who hate Trump, and they're saying, oh, well, Trump's being guided by Israel, so therefore they're in bed with him, so we got to hate Israel. And you're going to have acts of violence that are going to happen.
This is a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say kid.
He is a kid, and he comes up with a manifesto that he publishes.
And he hates Jews, and I wonder, goodness,
yeah,
where does it come from?
And then goes so far to justify it by saying, I'm a Christian, and my God understands what I'm doing. No.
Right.
Not quite. But these are crazy people. Mm-hmm. These are crazy people. But see, these are the same kind of crazy people, like when Dan Crenshaw over the weekend when he was speaking at an event, outdoor event, for TPUSA on a college campus, and you got this college kid who walks up and says, you should be ashamed of your service. It was an illegal war in Afghanistan, and there's, you know, you're a Nazi and all these things. And of course, Crenshaw comes back and says, look, man, if you're going to call me a Nazi, then you do not have a well thought out argument here. That's just a go-to. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of stuff right there. You have these kids who are freaking being brainwashed out there, being filled with hate, being filled with vitriol, filled with ideologies that only lead to death, kids. They only lead to death. Socialism, I almost said sociology. That's a bad class to take, trust me, on the university campus, and I've got examples there. But socialism leads to death. I don't care. It leads to death. It's never worked in the history of the planet, and it never will. So stop believing in these crazy ideologies. This is the kind of stuff, and that's just an example, one example. You got people out there who are saying, what did I see on Twitter this week? Candice, what did I see? Be my brain. It was somebody got on there and said that, oh my gosh. Basically, it was a call to the comrades, which obviously is a Nazi reference. It was a Russian reference is what it is. It's a communist Marxist reference, but it's called to the comrades to go out there and find anybody who espouses any right-wing doctrine or any conservative voice, or as a journalist, is to just totally go after them like rabid dogs and just attack them at every turn. And I saw another one that said that they wanted, oh, I know what it was. They wanted to go to a Steven Crowder Change My Mind event on a public deal and said, we need to go in there with binders full of information and facts and just take it over. So rather than allowing Stephen to have his debate, we're just going to go in there and we're just going to take it over and we're going to do it. So a call to all comrades. What you got?
There was another tweet that I saw after the synagogue shooting, and it said, if you're a mother, check on your son. No matter his age, does he have a machine gun? Has he been denied by a female? Check in on him. Women are going to have to save us all.
Holy crap. Does he have a machine gun?
Has he been denied by a female?
Has he been denied by a
female?
I've been denied by so many women in my life. I don't have a gun. I'm not going to shoot somebody because I got denied by a woman. If that was the case, then holy.
I think I'm going to have to get Sean some lessons.
See right here, folks. So this is why you got to watch this show week in and week out. You got to keep up with it. Turn the crap off on TV. People say, well, we can't. I love how people say, well, we can't keep up with all these podcasts you're doing. Oh, baloney. You're watching Kimmel every night. You used to watch Johnny every night before you went to bed. Mm-hmm. I promise you, we're doing 4 episodes a week. You can keep up. Turn the TV off. Don't watch ridiculousness and Game of Thrones and all this garbage crap. Let me tell you about Game of Thrones. They are pandering to this audience. Like, Game of Thrones used to be a slam the door in your face show that pissed off their audience, and you were left going, what the hell did I just watch? Now they're giving you guys everything you wanted.
No, don't lie, Sean. No, they're not. They're still going to piss you off because there's still 3 episodes left. You don't know what's going to happen. This is like a little.
Is that Arwen chick or the midget dead?
No, not yet.
But those are people, right? Alive. That's on the show.
Arya's still alive.
I'm on episode 2 of season 1, so I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I'm on 0 of 0.
Like, the last thing I saw was the little kid got pushed out the window after seeing 2 twins have sex with each other. And I'm like, what am I watching? Pure filth.
It's a good show, and I think the last episode is going to piss a lot of people off, personally. And I think they're doing that on purpose.
I'm pissed off already. I have no clue what's going on. Winter's coming, right? Something? I don't know.
It came.
You got to worry about winter no more.
It came. Oh, winter's done. Okay.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I'm done. Anyway, this is the stuff. People are more interested in this kind of stuff. And look, I'm all for entertainment. I'm going to go see Avengers Endgame. I have to. You know, we're going to go see it this week. I have to go see it.
I cannot believe that.
1.2 billion.
Don't talk about it.
Oh. No.
Do not talk about Endgame. No, I don't want it. Not a word to be said about that movie.
You don't want to hear about Thanos?
No, not a word to be said. $1 billion, like, over the weekend, though.
1.2.
Good. Yeah. Woo.
That's a big number.
That's a big number. I mean, that's history, right?
Yeah.
That's history.
Yeah, I saw a friend that posted that a theater in New York City had 14 theaters, and all of them were showing Endgame, and it. The last show was at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow. Sweet, merciful Lord.
We almost went and saw it while we were traveling. We talked about it,
but like, they had tickets online that were for sale for like $2,500 or something. I'm like, to see a freaking movie with Chris Evans and Mark Ruffalo in it? Give me a break.
I Googled the spoiler alerts because I don't really care about Endgame, so I just looked it up and I figured out what happened. I was like, oh, okay,
I know what happens, but I knew what happened when the last movie ended. But we're not going to talk about it, okay?
I read the book.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, no, you ain't read a book in your life. All right, what else is going on? And look, if you've been denied by a woman, violence is not the answer, kids. I'm just telling you.
There's a lot of things you can get over.
A lot of things.
I mean, there's things that are on the internet that you can forget about. You know, there's things you could do.
I saw a tweet, Candace, this week. I saw it this morning, actually, which was talking about women's orgasms and how men complain that women don't know how to have orgasms, that really it's kind of left up to the woman.
Wait.
And yeah, and then
truth.
Like, so therefore,
preach.
All it is, sex with a woman really is just a man using a woman for masturbation. And basically, it goes back to women have got to save the world. And let's don't even get into this conversation about female anatomy because you men don't care. And therefore, and I'm like, lady, you're really overthinking the room.
That's why she's not probably orgasming, because she's overthinking.
she's probably thinking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And look, here's the deal. That's why you don't misuse sex. That's why you don't. You use it how God intended it to be used. You don't just go out there slinging it around, and then you don't have to worry about some guy trying to find your erogenous zone with a map every time you hook up on Friday and Saturday night in Brooklyn. That's the truth, man.
Why,
you know why a guy can't find your blank line? Because he hadn't been with you but 3 days, and next week you're gonna be with another dude, and then a dude after that, and that's why Coachella has 250 reported cases of herpes over the weekend.
That's insane.
Felt cute.
Might
get herpes later. IDK. Did you hear that?
I didn't.
Insane. Yeah, Coachella set a record, not in attendance, with herpes.
Yeah,
that's quit being. People, I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah, check in on your children.
Or be a safe.
Check in on your children. Okay. If you have a child and your child's being rejected by a girl, you're not raising your child right, because your boy don't need to be slanging it around.
I'm sorry. I just want to wrap my head around what you just said about the orgasm. So it's the man's fault for
it's
the
a man's
women
fault. You
not,
women can't have an orgasm. It's on the woman.
I've gone into, you know, Joseph's going to kill me, but I mean, you should both be selfish. Then you both gets yours.
Gets
gets yours, and then it all ends up good.
Tell me more about this. Tell me more. Tell me more,
Natalie.
All
right, before we get an explicit rating,
no. Steve.
Yeah, I mean, that's. No. I mean, think about 250 cases of herpes.
250 cases of herpes.
Wrap it up. Like, I don't.
Hey, but don't vaccinate your kids. Send them to Coachella.
What's happening?
You know what? I was herpes injured at Coachella.
Candace wants to say something about this.
You also posted on Twitter about a group of people who think there's a really inventive way of saving the world. Right? About sleeping with the world.
That's yeah, sleep with the world. It. Like people, they're like, that's how you got to have sex with the world. So these people are putting like masks on with grass on it. They're making out with the grass. They're between the grass masks and like they're eco lovers, ecosexuals, ecosexuals. They're screwing the world. That's how you save the world. You got to love it.
They're making out with grass.
The owner of Coachella, isn't he like a Republican?
Yes.
Like hardcore Republican?
Well, you know, it's Trump's fault.
It's like conservative.
Trump's fault. Grab him in the Coachella. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is the thing. And I know you people get offended when they're like, okay, we're checking out. We're out of here. We can't handle this kind of conversation. Grow up. Because this is what your kids are seeing this. Your grandkids are seeing this. This is what they're seeing. Vogue magazine is teaching them how to do anal sex. Grow up. And people say, well, you're a Christian. I am a Christian. But you know what? My faith is strong enough to be able to handle hard issues and topics that I don't get so offended by everything that I hear that doesn't suit my delicate puritanical sensitivities. So get over yourself, okay? If you go into a church that ain't teaching you how to be able to handle what the world is throwing at you, then your faith is worthless. Because trust me, these people out here are getting stuff thrown in their face on a daily basis with indoctrination of all kind of crazy economic, political, and sexual crap that we're not geared up and ready to talk about. And that's the truth. So don't come at me and say, I'm offended because I'm a Christian and blah, 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 blah. No. Psalm says, I love the word and I should not be offended. So shut up. If you got the word of God in you, don't make me get all Phil Robertson on you. You got the word of God in you. It's strong enough to overcome the world, and the world's out there, and I'm going to call it what it is. Quit sticking your head in the sand, Christian.
And if you come to a live Chad Prather show and the opener drops a few F-bombs, don't get mad at Chad.
I didn't have anything to do with that opener, but anyway, I had no choice. I love Spencer O'Neill, but it wasn't my choice. Anyway.
We don't have the option to pretend like this doesn't exist.
Right.
Because other people are not pretending, and we have children who are going to be guided by someone.
Yeah.
And that's talking about sex, politics, drugs, the way kids are getting drugs, the creative ways. It's just that those are things we have to be able to chat about.
Well, that's what Candace said. I mean, if you know the tweet, if you're going to, you got to check on your kids. I agree with that.
Yes.
Like my kids aren't going to do drugs. You know why? I'll cut their fingers off. They won't have hands to do it with. They're not going to go out there and act crazy. You know why? Because I'm going to take the door off the hinges to their bedroom. I'll chain them to the door. I'll black snake moan their asses. I'm not going to do it. I will put a chain around their waist they can't get out of. And they will get detoxed. We're not paying for therapy. We're not paying for, not for that. We're not paying rehab.
Right.
No. Put you in your room, chain you to the bed, feed you three meals a day. I'll sit right there with you and talk to you. I'll read the Bible to you. I'll pray with you. Lay hands on you. Anoint you with oil. Get Bougie Sean over there. Get Steve in the room. God, you'll clean up real quick. What's going on in the news? What else we got?
Yes. I guess there was a fun run, maybe over the weekend.
Ocasio-Cortez's fun run?
Yeah, she had a family fun run.
I think her stint in Congress is what they call a fun run.
Well, it was a short kind of fun run, a 5K. Yeah, so
you
she
ever
did.
Ran a 5K?
I have. I've run never. Several.
Nope, won't do it.
That's my limit. Running longer, I'm like,
right there, woo! Baby.
Nailed it. 3 point whatever, 1 miles or
I don't even know what a K is.
Not kilo.
Nope.
Every time we go through Chicago Airport, we run a 5K.
That's true.
I was doing one in Salt Lake City yesterday. That's true, in the airport.
Well, it was an event supporting her new Green Deal.
That's what they thought.
Yes, and so they all registered, and then all of those funds were to help support supposedly what they understood was the new Green Deal.
New Green Deal. And I'm sure they were all running barefooted because, you know, the petroleum that went into making their sneakers that they were running in had nothing to do with the environment.
No, they want to be earthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently those registration fees are contributions to AOC for Congress.
And they raised, what, $11,000?
$11,000. Like, but it gets sticky, right?
Real sticky. It gets illegal sticky.
Illegal sticky.
Yeah, because you can't donate campaign funds. You can't donate to a campaign or a politician in the name of your child.
Right.
And there were kids
who
that were
participated.
Running and participated,
they
and
then
people were doing the donations, the application fees in the name of their kid, and you can't do that. But you got to, you know, the fine print. And I don't think the average person doing that, even if they had read the fine print, would know that they were doing something illegal. They wouldn't know they were doing anything wrong. Like, okay, so it's going to her campaign, big deal. I mean, if we support the Green New Deal, we're obviously ignorant, so we're going to support her too.
Lock them all up. How many? 11,000 of them.
And the children.
Kids
to go,
too.
Steve.
Lock them all up.
And put the kids in cages. Yep. Separate families.
You can do it.
Take them down to the border and make them feel at home.
Thanks, AOC.
AOC solving the world's problems right now.
I do feel like she says oops a lot. Like, I feel like she's, I'm still learning as I go.
Like, I don't know. Like, I think the still learning as I go thing is probably true, but I almost think that she's like, okay, well, because it's like Teflon, you know, just nothing sticks. Just nothing there. They
she's just going to get back in her empty apartment, eat a lot of food, drink some wine, and be like, what happened was...
I don't think she's put furniture together in her house yet. Like, I still see IKEA crap stacked against the wall when she's in there. Did you see the tweets this... Ow. Ow. I pinched my arm. Did you see the... I got a scar right there where they reattached my arm a year ago, and that scar is still...
It was your bicep, not your entire arm.
They reattached my whole freaking arm, Steve. It was hanging off by
one. He's a $6 million man right there.
Hair.
And they reattached it right there. The tweet this morning about why conservative men are so obsessed with Ocasio-Cortez is because she's so witty and charming and quick and, I guess, attractive or something like that. And did you see any of that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, no, that's not why. That's a bad take. That's not at all why we're obsessed. We love her because she's an idiot and we can make fun of her and it's just pure entertainment value, this chick. I mean, I'm sure everybody at this point has seen that 8-year-old girl who just totally trolled her bad, you know, did her Ocasio-Cortez. That was beautiful. The three greatest socialists, examples of socialism are Venezuela and Twitter and Facebook.
Roll the tape.
That's so funny. It's too long to roll the tape. We can't even do it. But that kid was beautiful. I love her. Hope she does more. That's fantastic. But yeah, so much for the fun run. Run all the way to jail, baby. They won't mess with them. No, that's the problem.
Oops.
I mean, at least slap them on the wrist.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin them or something. I mean, if you break the law, if I break the law, you know. Anyway.
Can we talk just a minute about Elizabeth Warren?
You know we can.
You know, paying off student loans and for school.
Mm-hmm.
If she wins, it's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know who's paying for it.
You are.
Right.
She's not winning. She's not even close.
Scarier things have happened, my friend. Like a Ocasio-Cortez. But let's look at that idea. I don't care about Elizabeth Warren. Like, I appreciate an article I read this week about from Dennis Prager, who was talking about the recent tweets by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama when the Easter shooting happened in Sri Lanka, and they referred to it as Easter worshipers instead of Christians. Mm. And he said, I don't care what Clinton and Obama said. It's what the left feels. And what they said is a more telling sign of what the entire left feels. So I don't care what Elizabeth Warren says about paying for tuition. What I care about is the fact that there are people out there who truly think that's a good idea or it's viable. So I did a video that I did this morning. You will be happy to know I did it in Jade's car because I still don't have my truck back, road armor. I still don't have my truck back, but everybody wants me in a truck because you can't handle me in a studio. So you got to have me in a truck. I'm just trying to give you what you want. So I did a video this morning about Elizabeth Warren and this whole thing. There are people who are commenting and saying, well, these other countries are doing it and they're doing it successfully. No, they're not. They're saying, don't you know about all these? Again, you got to come up with Sweden. You got to come up with Denmark. You got to come up with Finland. Why can't we do it? Because they have a population of 5 million. We have 330 some odd million. They do not have illegals at a border who are pressing trying to get in here that their tax dollars are having to go to take care of and pay for. And we do. We have a lot of things that are going on in this country, not to mention our military and all these different things. We are spending money. People are saying, well, we're a bigger country. We should have more money to spend. look here, stupid. How much money are you spending in taxes? Like, how much? Because you're doing, because if you're anything like me, you're doing everything you can within your power to pay the least amount of taxes, not more. That is everyone that pays taxes on April or October 15th. We want to pay less, not more. But you're going to sit there and say you want legislation that will take our taxes up to 60, 70%? Are you stupid? You don't pay the damn taxes you got now! Mark Levin! Puppet Master. This is dumb. They live in La La Land. It's a utopian, glitter-farting unicorn. They live in... So debt... Tuition debt right now is $1.5 trillion with a T, trillion with a T, dollar bills. You have no idea how much money that is.
Right.
There's no one, none of us have any idea how much money that is. $1.5 trillion.
How's maybe we can take the money that was made from Avengers over the weekend for $1.2 billion.
Yeah, well, they just
and put a down payment.
They did a 0.2%. You know, I mean, that's 0.02% of that, but whatever. You want, let me unpack the logic here. You want people who didn't go to college because they couldn't afford it, who now went out and made a living working hard to pay off the college that you can't afford. And what, can they go back to school? Will you pay for them? Do they get to go back? Or is this just a little snot-nosed teenagers that you're trying to kick out of your house and you're scared of them living in your basement forever? Who gets the tuition? Pocahonkey, this is a dumb idea. Chief runs with bad ideas. That's what I call her. And so she's, I mean, this is bad. This is dumb, and it's not going to work, and y'all need to stop talking about it. What you do is you don't make college education easier to get or more accessible. You make it harder to get and less accessible. Then it becomes a competitive market, which drives the cost of education down. Now, remember, Elizabeth Warren made $420,000 a year as a Harvard professor. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous to espouse stupid academic intellectual bubble ideas like that that have never been proven in the real world. She was making almost $500,000 a year.
And she was teaching like one class?
Yeah. Okay. And so you don't make it, you make the market more competitive. How do you get a cheaper cup of coffee? Starbucks gets competition. And you go get that, you go to whatever the beanery or whatever those places are. You have to have competition. That's what happens in a free market. It has to happen with education. Now, I know there's going to be some dummy out there who says, well, how'd you get your public education when you were growing up? Because it was public education. It's not a college education. Those are apples and oranges, two different things. You're asking for two different things. And let me tell you something. When you graduate with a public education or you get a GED, you're still not going to go out there and get a job as a CEO or a CFO or a CMO or a COO or a... whatever, a GOT, Game of Thrones, you're not getting a job doing those things. You got to go out there and now you got to go get a vocation. You got to go out there and get a vocational degree or some kind of skill trade. You got to go out there at some point in time. You have to learn how to do that. Public education didn't do that for you. You got a 12-year degree, which qualified you to now go to higher education. And that higher education, whatever that may be, whether it's vocational school or a higher university, you still got to pay for that. You got to pay for that because it's an investment and no one values what they don't invest in. They don't. They don't value what they don't. I get my precious metals every month from GMR Gold, right? So I get gold, I get copper, I get silver, I get platinum, I get all this stuff. And I'll take my kids and I'll say, hey, I'm giving you this piece. I want to see how well you keep up with it for the next, for years. As long as you keep this pure silver, this pure gold, you'll never be broke. You'll always have something that you can barter with, you can trade with. Now, do they value it like I do? No. Of course not, because they didn't invest in it. Now, they value the fact that it was given to them as a gift, and they're like, well, that's nice. But they didn't spend anything for it. I'm telling you, man, I have people all the time who want to come to something as simple as a show. And I'll say, okay, well, I'll put your name on the list and give you a ticket or whatever, and... They don't, it's not, they don't, I promise you those folks over the, and this doesn't make sense to most folks, but I promise you those folks don't have as much fun when they come to the shows as the people who bought a ticket. It's just true. I've seen it over and over again. People don't value what they don't invest in. So buy tickets.
I know you. I love you like a brother, and I bought tickets.
Look at you.
to your show.
Look at you. And I tried to give them to you.
Yeah.
And you said no.
Nope.
I love you.
Love you too. You know, my college career was a combination of a Pell Grant, which was given to me by the government, but I also took out a lot of loans as well. And yeah. I could have not been more happy to pay those back, considering that I became an independent woman after I graduated. I was proud.
You felt great about it, right? It was an accomplishment.
I did. Now, I didn't have medical loan, like, you know, becoming a doctor. Those are high bills. But I still would have paid it.
Yeah.
I absolutely would have paid it as fast as I could. I hate being in debt. So,
yeah.
You know, those who want to fight for it will fight for it and won't have a problem paying back their debt.
So I am very overeducated for what I do. Someone told me, by the way, Candice, they said on Instagram after I posted that vaccine meme, they said that I should keep my day job. And they said, oh, that's right. You don't have one. That's right. I work my butt off so I could be lazy for the rest of my life. We should compare bank accounts. But anyway, I... Let me go ahead and drop this mic.
Boom. Maybe y'all should count cats.
Yeah, we could count cats.
Oh,
yeah, you could barter cats. I graduated. When I finished school, I didn't have any. I had no debt. But I had scholarships, and I worked hard to get those scholarships. I worked hard on scholarships that they didn't want to give me the scholarships because they were like, they did try out every way, these things out there, they do everything they can to keep the money, right? And I fought them. I fought them hard, man. Here I'm, 19-year-old kid, 20-year-old kid, and every year I'm fighting hard to get the scholarship money, but I did.
Yep.
There's ways to do it. Talk about something else.
Okay, good. How many more stories? Because I have two more.
I want to talk about that dude that was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, I want to end with that one.
Okay.
Can we talk about the school bus driver?
Let's please talk about
the school bus driver. Okay, there was a school bus driver, 26, who admitted to raping a 14-year-old girl he met on his route. He got no jail time.
Yeah.
And the New York judge just gave him basically a slap on the wrist with probation. This dude admitted the rape.
Yeah. Level one sex offenders are considered to be at low risk for committing the crime again. I don't know where they're getting that statistic. I mean, give me a break on this thing. You know, the guy says, and I think this was the father who said, he took something from my daughter she will never get back and has caused her to struggle with depression and anxiety. Well, look at me. Y'all know, I got three daughters. You know what would happen. It wouldn't be no 10-year probation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be the one going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, you know, people can call me hateful. This is stupid.
This Judge McCluskey sentenced him to 10 years probation and ordered him to register as a level one sex offender.
I'd like some more information on this.
That's what you get for rape in New York, people, right there, is probation. Slap on the wrist. Yeah, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Did you see where the human rights lawyer who defended the Muslim women who removed their headscarves in public, it was sentenced to 148 lashes and 38 years in jail in Iran. Let's just open the doors of America to this wonderful, tolerant Islamic religion and just come on in, man. I know you'll assimilate. We welcome you with open arms. Come to America and, you know, keep your headscarves on, though, because we really want to do it your way. 148 lashes. They whooped his ass and then put him in jail for 38 years.
30 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's 55-year-old represented protesters against the Islamic Republic's mandatory headscarves for women, many of whom filmed themselves taking off the garment and posting it on social media. Mm-hmm. That's worse than me kicking my shoes off here. That's a lot worse. They start snatching headscarves off. This guy wants to defend their rights. There are no human rights in Iran. Let's just put it that way.
He probably won't live through the
lashing.
I mean, that's...
Oh, it's a woman?
Oh, okay. It's a woman. Well, that's even more significant. Even more significant. I didn't even read the name. Not that it would have made any difference.
You just assumed because it was a lawyer, it was a male, right?
Yeah.
I did sexist.
In Iran, yeah.
Yeah.
I figured so. Yeah, actually, I did.
I assumed he was black.
Yeah.
Because, you know, black lawyers, right, party foul?
Yeah, black lawyers.
Yeah. Now, this... That's a whole other world.
It's
not me personal. You know, Heaton and I on High Balls with Heaton, we talked about capital punishment, and then we talked about corporal punishment. And like Heaton was like, "Yeah, if it was effective in a you know," he's like, "I'm all for corporal punishment." Like, I think if you get caught stealing something, they ought to just take you out and whoop you. Why not, Steve?
Well, maybe that this guy, this woman that's getting these lashes, think twice before she
defends another woman.
Yet you look at the story we just read before, and that guy got a slap on the wrist for raping a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I mean, you just compare these two.
Yeah, so that's an interesting topic you bring up, and I'm interested to go there, because here you have this total lax of justice in New York, and this total oversight of justice, really. Not oversight, but just this total abuse of justice, I should say. In Iran. And again, it tells you this. As Americans, America has gotten very liberal in its way of exacting justice and taking things and saying, okay, this is wrong and this is right and this is what we're going to do about it. It's almost sweep everything under the rug. You know, if you're having the fun run, you break the law and boom, you sweep it under the rug. And then you want to accept people into this country who have a complete different idea of what justice is all about. So you want to bring in these folks who have only known radical Islam or extreme Islam or very devout Islam their entire lives. They know no different way of living or thinking about the world. So for them, this is how they think. This is not some unusual thing. This is how they operate in Iran. That's the way it goes. Now, you want to allow those folks who are so conservative in the way they live their lives and exact justice into a country that has basically thrown open the gates and said, we're libertarian. We'll just let anything go. Anything that wants to go. We're anarchists almost. Yeah, well, guess what? You're about 20 years from the United States of America ceasing to exist. And if you don't think that that's not the agenda, I swear to you, that is the agenda. You're talking, we got 250 years of history. The Islamic nations, they're talking thousands of years. They're talking hundreds of centuries. Not hundreds of centuries. They're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, many, many centuries of history here, they got the patience, trust me when I tell you, to wait for us. They just keep pulling the strings, folks. Keep pulling the strings. And I know, what is that? What are you going to call me? Islamophobic? No, I'm telling you the damn truth. It's the truth. It's party time, Mom. It's party time. I'm horned. Yep. Stay horned.
Well, I know right here in the... deep in the heart of Texas, we just put somebody to death. Executed them.
Deservedly so.
Long overdue. I mean, 21 years.
And that was what, Jasper, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
That was the guy that drug the gentleman behind the truck.
James Bird. James Bird Jr. drug him.
Yeah. We stopped the tour bus in Jasper, Texas, and took Bougie Sean into the Walmart there just to see the reactions.
Yeah. That was scared.
Thing. That's not an indicator of Jasper, Texas.
He was a little scared. He didn't want to get off the bus.
But it was...
He was
a sad deal.
His partner was put to death a few years ago, but I think 2011. But we over just the end of last week, they finally executed him. 21 years that guy stayed alive.
Yeah,
after dragging a black man behind a pickup truck for 3 miles.
Yeah, so you just go ahead
and
as soon as they're guilty, you just go out and you do that. They're guilty, then you run an appeal process, and then boom, you execute them. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we sat in here and we discussed the death penalty on High Balls with Heaton with Andrew. And he says, no, it costs more money to put them to death than it does to kill them. I said, it doesn't cost me more money. You just put them to death.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out and kill them. I mean, it's firing squad. I mean, whatever. You just hang them. I mean, this.
Or just do to him what
he
did to James Byrd. Just do to him.
That's cheap.
That's cruel and unusual, Steve. Look,
look what he did to the person. That's cruel and unusual.
No, I understand.
Oh, so throw him in a box and bury him and be done.
It was
disgusting.
I'm Hammurabi style, baby.
Let's all right. Do you say Hammurabi?
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's also Yahweh style, you know.
Yeah.
But, somehow. I mean, you know, just eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a sad deal. Let's talk about the Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Because this is weird.
This is a good lead into our... to our podcast that's airing
tomorrow. Yeah, with Jason Buttrell.
Yes. Let me find it.
So this guy, Sean, he was
Sean
born
Donovan.
Sean Donovan. He was actually a Navy SEAL. He was actually born on September 11th, 1991. Which
91?
Yeah, I think it was 91. But okay. He was born on September 11th.
Yep.
So it's a significant date, obviously, in American history. So this guy feels like, hey, you know, I have this destiny here. He becomes a Navy SEAL, and he
serves our country.
Yeah, defends our country. He's well trained, in great shape. He wants to be, because he grew up in New York, he wants to be a New York firefighter.
Right. He took the written exam, scored in the top 1% of nearly 44,000 applicants. He actually flew in, took the physical exam, passed that as well, spent his own money for these two trips over for this. And then after all of that, they said, you're too old.
Yeah.
37. Can't be a firefighter at 37.
You're 37 and in better shape than probably most 21-year-olds that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'd want him on my team.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but the rules are the rules.
But here's the problem. Why is this news? The reason is because they believe that they kept putting him through various requirements that were taking up more and more time. They were actually going to push him past the age limit by the time he got done with meeting all their requirements. And so the complaint is, when he first started the process, he was not over the age limit, but it took him so long to get that thing processed that by the time he was done, he was over the age limit. And that in and of itself is the injustice. So we'll see what comes out of this deal. But the reason we reference that in regards to our friend Jason Buttrell, who is, of course, a Blaze Media researcher. He's a former Marine. You can't be a former Marine. You got to – was he Marine? He was a Marine, right?
Marine.
Yeah, he's Marine. Yeah. And so I said that, and somebody else jumped in my head real quick. Marine deployed, you know, he went back into Iraq as a investigative journalist, so to speak, researcher, and he wanted to be a Los Angeles police officer, and they said, no, you can't do it, not qualified, too old, can't do it. And here was a guy who's Marine trained with deployments, and he said his brother-in-law at the time, who had been, what did he say? You'll see it on the show tomorrow, who was totally not qualified in that regard. Oh, he was a butcher. He was a meat cutter. They took him in. So...
I know, Steve, you said rules are rules, but I think it's dumb.
It is dumb.
Because he passed the written exam. If you pass everything and you can serve, and maybe I don't know the full history, but...
I think we're missing something.
They just don't want to pay the pension probably if he croaks early since his age limit is so old. I mean, they...
37.
They increased the age limit after 9/11. You know, so after 9/11, they increased the age limit because they lost 343 firefighters and they needed to get firefighters. So they said, you know, let's increase the age limit because we need to get recruits in. So why can't you change the rule now for a guy that served our country and he's in better shape than he's in 1%. He scored in the 1% tile. That's a gift. He's not like he barely passed it. Like, oh, wait, he's just some schlep. Let's push him through. He's one of your high scores and he's in the best shape of his life and you can't hire him because of his age limit?
Yeah.
Because of a rule?
Now, I will say, I was surprised 44,000 applicants. That actually...
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot of people that did not want to get free...
They're not holding signs outside saying, now hiring.
It's a lot of people that didn't get free tuition in college.
You never know, though. There might be something about him other than that we don't know about.
Steve always wants to just like look under the covers and be like...
I want
to
be...
And be like, no, there's got to be something to it. Because you still believe in this false sense that the world is just and right. And like there's a reason why things go this way.
Yeah,
you don't want to believe that people are not by nature good. They're not good. People are not good. People are trashy.
I know they're not.
You got teenage boys getting rejected by women and taking their machine guns out all over the world right now because they're inherently bad.
Women not having orgasms.
That's bad.
Because of the men.
Because of men. I blame an entire set of human beings, men, for my lack of orgasm. Says a woman.
Let's clarify that.
Come see me May 11th in Augusta, Georgia. Party Foul Steve's going to be there. Bougie Sean is going to be there. Metro Jason's going to be there. Who knows who might show up. But we're going to be there. It's going to be a packed out house at the Miller Theater in Augusta, Georgia, downtown Augusta. Downtown James Brown. I'm tired of it. It's party time. Mom, stay horned, everybody. We love y'all. God bless you. Tune in tomorrow for a special episode with our buddy Jason Buttrell. And then we'll see you again Wednesday with some more news and headlines. For Hot News, Natalie, Party Foul Steve, Bougie Sean, Puppet Master Mark, Candice, Queen of the Open. I love you. Here from Studio 22. Oh, and Silent Herbert. We'll see you next time. Bye.